Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by our friend in Las Vegas, Todd Furman. I know Todd Furman, oddly enough, Vanderbilt played his hometown team, UNLV Rebels. And Todd, you didn't feel good about Vandy, and son of a gun, you were right about that. I hope you put some cashola down because you got that one right.
Well, I'm not going to claim that I had UNLV on the money line or even bet them plus the points. It's just one of those things that the Commodores, at this current state, shouldn't be that heavy a favorite over anybody. But I can't really say too much about the local teams as Nashville stormed in here last night and took it to my Golden Knights at T-Mobile. Big win for the Preds with four unanswered goals to close out that game.
Yeah, the Preds the Preds have some offense there, Todd.
How about that? Preds scoring goals, Todd.
Hey, you know what? I think they even scored a power play goal or two, which is a far cry from the way that organization handled themselves.
Dude,
towards the latter end of last season.
We're talking about hockey. That's organization.
14th. They're 14th right now in the power play. If they'd been 14th last year, Lord only knows what would have happened around here.
Distinct possibility. Could have made a much deeper run in the Western Conference. That's for damn sure.
Hey, just before we get into football games, who do you like to win the Cup this year? Who do you like to win the East and the West while we're talking hockey?
You know what, before the season, and some of these numbers are a little beat up, I thought that the Florida Panthers could be a bit of a dark horse given their acquisition of Sergei Bobrovsky and bringing in a head coach in Joel Quenneville, who'd been there, done that. I really like Carolina and their current makeup, some question marks as far as goaltending is concerned. And in the Western Conference, I think Colorado isn't just off to a hot start. I really believe that's a franchise that built on the momentum from a surprising playoff run last year and is going to be able to capitalize on some of their offseason acquisitions. You look at that Central, I think the Avs will be there at the end, and I think ultimately the Western Conference representative will come out of the Central instead of the Pacific Division, which might be one of the worst divisions we've seen in hockey from top to bottom in quite some time.
All right, let's jump right in. SEC football, Florida at South Carolina. South Carolina, huge win over Georgia. Florida's quarterback looked really good against LSU. Just a seven-point line here.
Yeah, a little bit surprising to see how much Florida struggled defensively. We knew LSU was good offensively, but I thought they'd be faced with more than four third downs throughout that entire contest Saturday night in Baton Rouge. Florida, of course, looks like they will be down two of their top pass rushers in John Grenard and Jabari Zuniga, which will put some pressure on everybody else to step up. We're not sure exactly how South Carolina's quarterback situation is going to play out. We know Helinski was sidelined for the latter stages of that big win against Georgia where they won outright as three-touchdown dogs. I look at this price, and it's coming down. I'm inclined to lean under the total in this game. My numbers actually make South Carolina a 5.5-point underdog, so don't see a whole lot of wiggle room. But I'm going to be fascinated to see who handles prosperity, if it's South Carolina or if Florida can bounce back from what has been a grueling section of their schedule over the last 2 weeks.
Texas A&M and Ole Miss. Let's go there next. Why not?
Well, I'd like to see Ole Miss figure out their quarterback situation. I think that's been the real concern for them. You look at two guys, one a very highly recruited individual who hasn't performed at high levels, and you look at what Reese Plumlee has been able to do, kind of sparking that offense. If he was going to be out there as the starter, I'd make a case for Ole Miss being a live underdog. I just haven't bought into Texas A&M. Thought they could be a little bit more competitive against Alabama last weekend. Wasn't quite the case, and I'm not sure they warrant being nearly a touchdown favorite on the road at Vaught-Hemingway. Give me the hometown Rebs here to keep this game competitive.
Missouri at Vanderbilt. Missouri by 21.5. What does your line suggest?
You know what? This is actually a little bit of an overlay. We talk all the time about overreactions in the market. I make Vanderbilt an 18-point dog here. So I think the Commodores can be more competitive in this underdog role where they're much more comfortable. Wild to think about how the market is pricing against Vanderbilt. It wasn't too long ago that we were talking about Georgia in this same price range, LSU very similarly priced as road favorites. But I think this is where you see Vanderbilt kind of put together a collective effort. Again, I'm not going to call for the outright upset. I think Missouri was undervalued for a couple of weeks, but the market's starting to catch up here. Anything north of three touchdowns, give me the home team plus the points.
LSU and Mississippi State.
sleepy spot for LSU, but the reports out of Starkville aren't good any more than the on-field performance has been. You wonder if LSU is going to rally the troops and put together a complete effort that will require to win this game by 3 touchdowns plus. Joe Burrow, of course, needs every chance he can to dazzle and continue to strengthen his case for a Heisman Trophy. I look at this over-under, 61.5 down to 61. Not sure I want to tangle there. I would say that I'd make a slight case for Mississippi State, but not a game that I'm confident in by any stretch of the imagination.
Michigan at Penn State. Penn State by 7.5, the 6:30 game on ABC, the whiteout for the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, this number actually been bet out more in that 9 range, and we talk all the time, Brent, about these being dead numbers until you get to 10. I'm on board Penn State in this particular line move. I think I look at this offense. They'll benefit from some home cooking. I'm not sure that Michigan can travel as well. Offensively, they claim to have figured out their identity, but I'm not buying it one iota. You look at Michigan's defense, I think they're a little bit fraudulent themselves. And what we've seen the last 2 years when these two teams play, one team blows out the other. I think Penn State returns the favor for Michigan, absolutely annihilating them last year in Ann Arbor. Give me the home team here, minus that heavy price tag.
Hey, I'm not so much worried about Illinois and Wisconsin, but what do you think about Wisconsin? And what did you think about them before the season started?
This wasn't a team I was all that high on coming into the season. I'll admit my power numbers have really struggled to catch up with how good this defense has been, pitching 4 shutouts. I was holding a Michigan State ticket last weekend, and I'm still trying to figure out if Michigan State can get into the Wisconsin red zone and flirt with scoring, even if there aren't Wisconsin players out there. But you look at this Badgers team, I think to beat them, the recipe is going to sell out, stop the run, and force Jack Cohen to take advantage over the top. Fortunately for him, he's got a guy like Quentin Cephas who's been outstanding. And Jim Leonard probably doesn't get enough credit for how he orchestrates what this team does defensively. He's going to be a hot name in the coaching market. And I think we'll see the Badgers on full display, not this weekend against Illinois, but next weekend, a game that'll be on Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oregon at Washington, number 12 against number 25.
Oregon's going to have to figure out how they replace the productivity of their leading receiver and tight end, Jake Breland, who's kind of a hybrid type, capable of stretching the middle of the field. Washington's defense has stepped down what we've seen in years past, but this Oregon defense, every good has been as advertised. Over the last 5 games, they've given up 1 touchdown total during that span, and while it's not murderer's row, it's still a significant step up from what we thought the Ducks were capable of. I'd love them at a touchdown, but at a field goal, I think Washington is going to put together a very complete offensive performance. They'll do enough defensively to take this game down to the end. I like Washington here, plus the field goal.
One more I never thought I'd be asking you about. Matter of fact, I would have taken any wager that I wouldn't have asked you about this. Temple and SMU, there's a lot at stake here.
Mustangs have put together quite the season so far, opened to 7-point favorites, that number out to 7.5. Total on this game, 60.5 at Fox Bet right now. And when you look at SMU, I have to believe, guys, that they were given their wake-up call going into the bye against Tulsa, one where they needed a rally with a pretty impressive performance in the fourth quarter. Temple's going through a bit of a rigorous stretch. While they've been great as an underdog, I just don't know if they have the offensive firepower to keep up here. I like SMU's balance. I like their ability to play physical football, something I don't think we'd ever say about Sonny Dykes. Give me the Mustangs here, minus the points.
Kentucky at number 10, Georgia. Georgia about 24.5. They're looking for the bounce back.
Yeah, you'd like to think Georgia can bounce back. I'd like to see more creativity out of them offensively here. And until I see that, I'm going to refrain from laying this kind of price tag. I don't like what I saw from Kentucky despite them getting the win last weekend against Arkansas. Who knows with their quarterback situation how this thing will ultimately play out. But if Georgia plays pissed off and they show that they want to be there, I think they can name the final score. I would like to see them at least take deep shots in 2019 instead of trying to play the entire football game in a phone booth, which came back to bite them last weekend against South Carolina.
Arkansas lost 14 consecutive SEC games. They're 17.5-point underdogs at home to Auburn.
Yeah, make it 15 here. I don't think they have enough to put Auburn's defense on its heels. I'm not sure that Auburn has the firepower, though, that you can confidently lay 3 touchdowns or thereabouts on the conference road. This has the makings of an ugly football game, and while it's tough to do with an Arkansas defense that you can't really trust, I'll go under 55.5 here.
Tennessee at number 1, Alabama. Bama by 34.5.
Eesh. Well, Tennessee fans, I'm sure, are going to hope that history can repeat itself. They've actually covered quite a few numbers in recent meetings in Tuscaloosa. Now, covering a number as your 34-point underdog, not anywhere synonymous with winning a game outright that Tennessee would need. They did get healthy last weekend against Mississippi State. I look at this price tag. I don't want to lay 5 touchdowns at Alabama. I don't want to back Tennessee with these points here. I would lean towards going over the total at 62. I think the Vols offense can do a little bit in garbage time, maybe keep that back door open because we know Alabama is going to score themselves.
All right, it's been an interesting week here with Marcus Mariota going to the bench. Tannehill is going to start as Philip Rivers and the crew roll in. Mason Ramsey is singing the national anthem. He's taunting the Chargers on Twitter. How do you see this affair going on the Cumberland coastline?
I'm not sure which of these teams needs a win more. The Chargers have been absolutely pathetic in the first half of their last couple of games, seemingly spotting every opponent 17 points. Now, I'm not sure the Titans can score 17 points in a football game, so something really does have to give here. I was surprised Coach Vrabel waited as long as he did to pull the plug on Marcus Mariota. Really thought when they had that fortuitous bounce on the interception, they still had a chance for some momentum. And while I'll be a glass half full guy, I think that game goes very differently if that A.J. Brown reception for 42 yards isn't called back for offensive pass interference. I look at this Chargers team right now, and they're desperate to try and find something the same way the Titans are. I don't want to go back to the same well that bit me last week with the Titans, but I think Ryan Tannehill gives them a breath of fresh air, and I think defensively they'll be able to clamp down on what the Chargers want to do. Lean Titans here, minus the 2 points.
Real quickly, over-under on length of time for that Mason Ramsey anthem?
You know what? We'll go with a more traditional right around 2 minutes and 7 seconds. I'm sure you guys will have a little bit of extra intel, though. And, of course, that number won't be available for wagering just about anywhere.
We're going to go way offshore for that. Thanks,
I mean,
Todd.
It's a Walmart yodeler. It's got to go longer than 2:07, right?
You would think he wants to take full advantage of his opportunity, but you never know sometimes. If guys get a little nervous, they speed things up. There's so many different variables that you have to factor into someone without a track record of singing a national anthem on this kind of stage.
He also tweeted some smack. He said, if you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out of my way, at Chargers.
Well, he might have been able to include the Titans in that tweet as well. So,
Todd, thank you, man. That's Todd
Always
Furman.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank Enjoy you. The games this weekend.
Todd Furman on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today.